If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Today, I am here with Simone Bowles. She has been in my program for 2 years, and I'm just dying because we kind of started talking, and I was just like, I can't even believe it's been 2 years. Like it feels, but then at the same time, I know what she's done. And I'm like, I can't believe you've done that in 2 years. It's like both sides of the coin. So let's talk a little bit about this. If any of you have been interested in Design Suite, this is the interview to listen to. So I'm gonna hand it over to you. Let's talk about when you started 2 years ago, the program.
Yeah. So just a bit of a back story for me. So I worked for 20 years or over 20 years in medical imaging as a radiographer and a sonographer, and I really enjoyed it. But I got to this point where I was like, I just want a creative career. I was burnt out. It's not like I didn't love it, but and I kind of read this book at the time where it was Julia Donaldson, I think it is, The Artist's Way. I'd read that and she had said something like a lot of people that want creative careers go into careers that are kind of almost creative, but not quite. Like they're not the actor on the stage, they're the set designers or whatever. And I was like, it really resonated. I'm like, that is me. Like I was in medical imaging and I know that's like not super creative, but for me it was like, I'd go into every scan because I was a sonographer. And so I was like, if I'm showing the pancreatic duct, I'm showing it like the best I can do. And it was like a piece of art, like if it was like a pathology. And it's not nice to find pathologies, right? But they're there whether I find them or not. So I'm like, I'm going to find them and make them beautiful. But then, yeah, I got to the point where I was just like, I was doing a lot of the craft, doing a lot of the things. And I'm like, I just want my creative career. And so then, yeah, I just said to you briefly before that, this is a weird moment for me talking on your podcast because it is weird. It feels like ages ago, but it feels like yesterday, like that I was on the other side of this and I was like, that is what I want. Like I want that. And it felt really out of reach to me, but I really wanted it so, so badly. So it's nice.
I remember that, Simone, too, because like you really did want it so badly. I remember having a consult with you. So Simone came in, our program was only 9 months old. Okay. So she's lived through the last 2 years. We've gone through lots of iterations of making the program better, adding coursework. I think when you came in, like there were maybe 10 courses. Now there are 17 courses. Like there are a lot more courses that are included as part of the mastermind program. We just she came in and was just kind of like, and here's a whole bunch more courses, just enjoy them. We also added like the handbook, the way we do things. All kinds of crazy changes.
The awards, there's a lot. Like I was thinking that the other day, like from when I started, and that's one of the things that I've learned from you. I mean, maybe I'm jumping ahead a bit here, but like you pivoted so many times and it's been so interesting for me, like to see where you started when we were just like, basically we had you all the time and then there were more people that wanted to come in and then you had to change things and you just, and you know, you kind of, I don't want to say made mistakes, because I've made so many mistakes, right? Because you make the mistakes. It's not even mistakes. It's like you've got to pivot. And I've seen you change.
We just did things wrong, right? Like, so there's like, let me give a great example of doing something that you do when you have a smaller group versus when you have 200 to 400 people, right? So one of the things we did as a smaller group is I would do critiques. And by the end of when we finally got rid of that particular meeting, It was a 4 hour meeting and I was going as fast as possible. Like I was critiquing stuff every 5 to 7 minutes, moving, 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 moving. And it was a crazy meeting. And like by the end, like I was sweating and I was tired. And it wasn't great for the members either. I mean, it was great in that you got to watch and see all the things, but it wasn't great in terms of use of time because then they would have to, everyone would have to wait their turn to get critiqued. And so then you're sitting for 4 hours for your 5 minutes. That's not a great use of time.
And I remember when you were going to change that, and there was a little bit of resistance potentially from some of the people that had been in longer because we're like, oh my gosh, we want you, like, we want you to critique. But the way you've done it is so fantastic. Like, it's like having, like, back then it was like the community and you, and you had a few people working for you, but now you've got like the tutors or like the mentors, and you've got all these other different ways for us to have the same access to all of the things that you gave us and more. Like, it's quicker and it's easier and it's easier to like, and I like how you share it. So when you go on and ask a question, someone replies, and then we can all see the replies. It's really good.
Yeah, and it's a good use of time. So now, just so you guys are aware now, what we do now, so that you're not sitting in a 4 hour meeting, is we and it did come from that pain. It's almost like you have to feel pain in order to switch things. And we didn't know we were going to grow that fast, right? We had no clue that that was what it was going to turn into, because it wasn't just happening to me, it was happening to Sweekim on her Etsy meetings as well. Like, it just became longer and longer and longer. Well, so now you submit your design to the community and we give you a video back. And the coolest thing about that is it could be a quick video for 5 minutes. It could be a 30-minute video. Like, if you have something that we really need to dig into, I just did a couple of these. I did Kim's, and hers was like a 12-minute video because I need to go through her entire fabric collection and just make sure it was good. And then there was another one that was asking about commercial use licenses. And I was like, okay, like, this is going to be a 15 to 20-minute video because everyone should watch this, right? So just because it is to one person, everybody can see it. And I think it contributes to the overall like knowledge base of the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's great. It's really, really good. And yeah, there's so many layers into that. But anyway, I'll get back to the story I was telling.
Yes, let's get back to you.
Well, yeah, just where was I up to? So yeah, I had my career, really wanted to change. And then yeah, I saw your podcast, and yeah, then I just joined Design Suite. And I remember, I don't know if you remember, but I did I came in via your excuse me, boot camp.
Breakthrough. Oh, you came
Yeah,
in for
it
boot
was,
camp,
yeah.
but you were one that started at a lower tier and then bumped
I
into the
did.
higher tier.
Yeah, and the reason I did that is because I thought, well, if I can't commit to, I was doing a month, right? So I did boot camp in January, and I was like, okay, I went straight into the, what was it called?
Breakthrough. I think you were in the
Breakthrough.
breakthrough program.
Yeah, which is basically kind of learning Illustrator. So I came in knowing absolutely nothing, and I thought, if I can commit to doing every single day and learning this, then I will invest in doing it for the 12 months. But I thought, if I can't do it for a month, there's no way I'm going to do it. So I did that for the month, and then I was like, yes, this is what I want to do, because the course, like, yeah, you're one of the wonderful things about you is that how can I keep saying things in a bad way? I want to say you're an oversharer. I don't mean that in a bad way, but I mean, like,
I am an oversharer.
you give us all the things, and I was like, this is for me. Like, I want all of the things, like, and not just how to do that came sort of later when I joined full on, but not just learning Illustrator, but it's like all the other things that I really wanted to know. So yeah, so I did that for a year, bit on and off because I had a few life events going on. But the anniversary of my first year of being in Design Suite, I don't know if you've still got it, but you had the portal where we could, you'd put in jobs,
We
and
do still have that. Yes. But we initially, once again, you guys, with everything, we gave it to Mastermind first. It's called Design Suite Agency. We were getting so many jobs. Like, people found out I had this Design Suite program, and we had tons of people like calling, like, I have this job. I have a logo job. I have a this job. I have a... And so we gave it to the main community just to test it to see if it worked. And we're like, Oh man, this totally works. So now it's in our upper tier program just because we have so many people in the mastermind program. But at the time, you had access to this in our mastermind program.
I did. And so I remember like it was around January 2023. All right. Yeah, January 2023, or sort of December 2022. So I'd only been in just like almost 2 years. And I thought, okay, what the hell? I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to apply. One was like a t-shirt logo, or the all sorts of things. And I applied for two of them and I got both of them. And to say I was shocked, I don't know if you remember me emailing you, but I was just like, oh my God, Karina, like I've got this. Like I'm not ready. What the hell was I thinking?
You, I saw the stuff, and here's the thing, I advised on both of those projects. So even though it's so funny, one of the reasons people come in and bring their jobs to us is because I will sit there and advise on what they're doing. And I'm like, listen, you want this logo for this mouth? Like, you've got to like, it's got to be like this, right? So it's like, got to be easier. And so I kind of love it because I feel like I can be an advocate for my designers, but then I can help business owners understand really what they need to do in order to make it work for a designer so that they can do the work. I could not believe you got both of those jobs, and I was so pleased. I was so pleased. And one of them, which was a planner job for our good friend Megan Summerall, it lasted several months.
It did. I know. And yeah, it was crazy because at that point, you're always sort of talking about, identify as a designer, say you're a designer. But at that point, like I'd only been in for 12 months and there's just a process to go through. Like I came into Design Suite with I want to say nothing, though I did have some qualities that and some skills that have really helped me. But in terms of actual graphic design, like I knew nothing. I came from a world that was just so different. And yeah, for me to kind of, I felt like a bit of like I had all the things, like the imposter, am I good enough? Like, how can I do this job as a graphic designer after a year when I've had friends that have gone through uni and they've done 4 years and they've worked, and how can I just go, oh yeah, all of a sudden I'm a graphic designer? Like I had all these things going on, but then I kind of was like, well, like they chose me for a reason. Like I worked really hard to understand the brief because they'd give us a brief about what they wanted, and I really kind of researched both of them, and I was like, yeah, this is what they want. Because like a lot of the time, and now I've done quite a bit of design, like freelance, but at the time I was like, oh, this is not my aesthetic. Like these are not my colors I would use. Like my aesthetic is quite preschooly. It's very kid.
Soft. You have a lot of pastels. Yeah, you do have a specific look, which is not a bad thing. But I thought that this freelance job, it grew you. Don't you
It
think?
did. Oh my God. It grew me like in so many ways. And if you were to ask me the year before, would I do freelance graphic design? It would be a definite no. Like there was nowhere in me seeing in the future. I thought maybe like years down the track that I would do it because yeah, I just thought it would be so hard. And so like they're going to see my work, and what if I don't do what they want me to do? But it was kind of the opposite. It like they're both the women that I got the jobs through are so lovely, and you don't realize that not everyone kind of they've got their ideas, but they don't like do the like they don't they want something, but they don't know the design and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, it's actually the part I really enjoyed most is working with them and kind of going, this is what they want and this is what I can give them. Yeah, and it was such a surprise to me. Like I had no idea I would do it. And you gave me the confidence. I remember you saying to me, because I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm freaking out. And you're like, you can do this. And I think if I had just gone to college and design school, there's no way I would have done this without someone going, yeah, you can do this, like you're totally capable, because I didn't have that in myself at that point. But I kind of like, yeah. And in your course you're all about like you can't just like learn it, it's the doing. And it is the doing, and it's not always easy, but the quicker you can do it, like Am I explaining that properly? The quicker
Yes,
you can kind of.
learning by doing is 100% how you had to get there. And I loved that you got those freelance jobs right after your first year because you were really ready for it. We see this thing, and I'm seeing it over and over again. It's around 18 months that we see our designers kind of like flip the switch. And so I think the sooner you get some jobs like that, the faster you grow into what you're doing, which is ironic because, as you know, some like our program is actually meant to teach you digital, like to teach you to become a digital designer, because we know for a fact you can make money that way. But the number of you that have gotten freelance jobs, who end up getting clients that you're working with, who end up doing the extra job on the side, who start doing physical, like we are just like my oversharing. I'm kind of like, we're happy for all the things. We just teach you algorithms so we know that you're in good shape no matter what. But then we encourage you to take the freelance jobs, to pitch to contracts, to get licenses if you want. We just saw that someone in the program just got a fabric deal. Like, it's not because we say, no, you can't do it. It's because let's make sure that you're good and that we feel confident. And so that's when I said to Simone, like, you can do this. Like, it's because I'd seen her work, I had critiqued her work, I knew that she was capable of it. Because if I didn't feel that confident, I wouldn't hand her off to other business owners. That would actually make me feel very nervous. And so I felt the confidence in her. And so I explained that to her. And then it was like she kind of realized, wait, I can do this. And you did.
Yeah, I know. And it's funny because it was kind of like a, I did feel like it was like kind of cutting of my teeth. Like, I do want to go back to the digital, and I'm trying to, like, I'm withdrawing myself from the freelance now. But honestly, like, I feel like I can call myself a designer now. I feel like it was like, it was, I didn't know it at the time, but it was like a path I had to go down because now things feel easy. Like, I feel like I've kind of walked that path. And the funny thing now is it's like hard to get out of because it's the weirdest thing. Like, you start identifying as a designer, and then you say you're a designer, and then like just the jobs come and they come and they come and come. It's like exponentialist. It's freaky
It
how it
is
happens.
crazy how that happens. And usually it just takes the first one job. And that's what people don't realize. And part of the things that one of the things we do in Design Suite is if we see someone is right for a job, we'll usually recommend them because we find that just one job can totally explode your career, which is what happened to
Oh,
you.
yeah, random things like we moved house not that long ago, and our cat had to fly to Adelaide from Canberra. And when I went to pick up the cat, the owner, she said, "Oh, I connected with her," and she's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm a designer," and she's like, "Oh, you couldn't like redo my logo for my cattery?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I could." And then, like I go out to like a party, or like a bar, and some friends introduced me to someone who had a tree lopping business, and he's like, "Oh, I've got my logo and everything, but I need to be able to put it on the side of my car, and I want to do this." And it's weird. And then that their friends kind of go, "Oh, actually, like you used him," and like, yeah, it's I wouldn't have
It
believed it unless I did it.
spirals. To an amazing point, because here's the crazy thing. So I have my program, I have my digital businesses, I actually have contracts, and yet this week alone, I did two freelance jobs for people. It's like it doesn't stop because once you get more, it's like the pool. Like people are like, oh, she knows what she's doing. She knows how to work with companies. And we're gonna do a little bit of coaching on air. And I'm gonna say this, Simone, like, you know how I feel about this. Follow the money. And if you're still getting lots of freelance work, man, follow that. Absolutely.
Well, I am. I've got so much in me. So, like, how before I said I started with nothing when I joined Design Suite. It's not completely true. Like, I knew what I wanted to create, and that was one of the benefits, like the things that were good for me, because like a lot of people want to create things, but they don't know what they're going to do. But I have so many things I want to create, and so yeah, I'm at this kind of like point where I do want to transition because I want to put my shops up and have, like, I want my party printable business to take off. Like I'm kind of like that kind of, I love that kind of kitty invites, bunting, and I've just got so much of that that I just want to kind of get out in the world. But yeah, it's interesting where I'm at, and the freelance has, like, I've learned so many things that really help me with my business. Like, managing my time and not, like in the beginning, I just made so many mistakes. Like I would give the client way too many options, and then it would get confusing because I'd be like, I want this bit from there. And yeah, I just, there was a lot that I learned from that. Like, and even like you've got the guest expert series. And I remember the episode with, I think it's Hallie from Type Affiliated. Affiliated.
Yes, type affiliated. Yeah. And she,
That
60% of her work comes from
was a good
freelance,
episode.
40% from digital. And so I think she's a really good example of that mix, like that you get to have that mix if you want it, right? Freelance isn't for everyone, digital's not for everyone, but you get to have that mix if you want. What did you get from
Yeah,
her?
and I learned so much from her. Like, she was great. I took so many notes. Actually, I got a lot from all the guest expert series. That is one of the areas in your course that I absolutely love, because you've got like high level operators in all different areas, and you can just distill all this like amazing information from them. But from her specifically, it was the way she bills, the way she, because I do a bit of charity stuff as well. Like, like the school needs something, or, like I do a few charity things that I help out with. And I just learned from her like how to bill that and how to reflect that in your business. And yeah, she's a very good speaker, isn't she? She really kind of, and in the guest expert series, like she does the podcast with you, but then we get more of the behind the scenes. And yeah, it
I
was
just
really, really good.
barely did one of those where we have someone coming onto the podcast and then we do an after and we do it for the guest expert. And we do those guest experts. So we have a few less of them in 2024, but they're so key because we talk about things that I don't feel comfortable talking about in at like just on YouTube or in the podcast, because we're really digging into sometimes numbers. Sometimes we're digging into like business practices. Sometimes, like things that like you have to kind of understand in context of what you're trying to accomplish and do, that sometimes I think might be taken maybe not the wrong way, but maybe not the right way either. It's just in an overwhelming field. And so for our designers, I think it's really awesome because we really get an in-depth look of what it looks like to do a number of different things, because we've had a lot of different people on. We had Tracy came on for, did you watch the one
I
magazine
do
editor? Like, and she
love.
gave out her info. Like, if you want to be a sewing pattern person to work for her, like she gave it out. And we do that a lot, which is really great because our goal is network, right? And did you feel like you got that? Did you feel like you got a great network?
Oh my God, I do. I do. And that's key, isn't it? It's key. And the information, I'm at a different point at the moment, but I just know people that I can go to who are now friends of mine and just go, okay, so you're in the sewing world, you're in the pattern world, you're in the papercraft, like that is gold.
That's everything. People don't realize it. Like they think that they can get it from a Facebook group. They think they can get it from a low-paying group. But the truth is, it actually requires a lot of effort and time. One of the things we do that we brought in last year is Marco Polo, which is very interesting. I was scared to death to do it, but it's basically a digital video formatting app. And I was actually on it for way too long last night, just talking to everybody in Design Suite. But it brings that human part that we're missing in a lot of programs.
Yeah, and just being in Australia, it helped me because I got to the point where I couldn't get up in the middle of the night to come to the actual meetings. But Marco Polo meant that, like, if you don't know what it is, you record yourself on video and then other people see it and then they record the reply and you kind of have this chat, but it's in real time, but it's like delayed. And it just helped me because I could just build those relationships with people and I felt like I was, and because you're seeing, like, it's not like emailing or like, sorry, in a like a group where you're just typing, like the fact that people are talking to you and you feel like you get to know them and you can see them, that really, really, really helped me. So yeah, I
Yeah.
think if I was to say like the one of the key things that I got out of Design Suite is definitely those connections. The other thing which has been massive for me is that, like, I love your oversharing. I shouldn't say oversharing. I love your openness.
My
Like, I
openness.
love,
I was like, what else do we call it? I always laugh because I'm like, I am an oversharer. Like, someone will ask me about, like, Chinese manufacturers. I'm like, well, there's this one and this one and this one and this one sucks. And maybe you should just do this, you know, because I mean, why not? Once you're a design suite mastermind, I'm kind of like, and here you go. Like, whatever you want to do, I'm going to tell you if that's going to work or if that is going to suck bad.
I know, it's great. I love it because when I first started, like, I'm the kind of personality that, like, I would look at you and go, I want to know all the things. Like, I want to know how much she earned, not from like being nosy, just from like, how did she do it? Like, I want to know, like, what you earned, when you earned it, what year you earned it, what shops you were in. And on top of that, like, I love seeing into your life. Like, I want to know, because my daughters, like Felicity and Charlie, your two youngest, are basically the same as Emily and Lucy, my daughters. And I'm like, and you've got an older daughter with special needs. And I'm like, how the hell is she doing it all? Because it's one thing to have the information on, like, this is what you do to be a designer, but it's another to know how someone successful that has done it before you, like, how are you juggling all the things? And people don't talk about that. And that has been gold for me, like, every single time. Like, I went back, I don't know if you still have it, but when I started, you did recordings and we could see all of the meetings that you ever did, like when you were doing the meetings, and it went back like to the beginning and
yes,
they were
I
hours
still
long.
have that. Like, literally, you can join today and you can watch what I did in 2021. It's insane. Like, you can see how I like fumble over everything, like how I'm kind of
Oh,
like,
you're great.
I don't know about that. And I
No.
totally overshare, even about my family. Sometimes my husband pops his head in. Josh ran some of the squad meetings early on. That
I
was like
did.
one
I
of his
had one with
jobs.
him. And did you know what? I went back and there were hours, like, I'm talking hours of stuff on there. And I went back and watched every single one and I took notes. And every time, like, and I just was like, I was grabbing out like that kind of information, like, that's what she does in her life and that's what she does, because I just, like, I wanted to model myself on that. Like, you can't take someone's life and just go plonk, this is the answer. You have to distill the information and how is it working for me and how am I going to implement that in my life. But I wanted to know how you did it so that I'd be like, okay, well, that's what she does. Like, that was the Megan Summerall. Like, I was like, how is Karina designing her day? How is she fitting all this in? How are you doing it? And so I did her course, because you did a course with her. And I did that and I'm like, that's how she's doing it. Or like all of the, you know, like all of the books you read, you'd be a really good poster girl for like distilling of information, because you're so well read and you, but you don't just like I remember you were talking about the Rachel Hollis book and you're like, oh, it's the 10-10-1, but I don't do the 10-10-1. I do it my way, but I do this. And I'm like, that's exactly what I've been doing with you. It's like, you do things this way and you share it and I love it. And I'm like, okay, I'll take that bit on. Oh, this bit's working for me. And I think that's kind of why I wasn't ready to leave after the 12 months. I needed the next 12 months to still get all of that gold out of the course. Do you know what I mean?
I think so. What you're saying that you do is actually what I do, that I think everyone should hear right now. If you're on the podcast or you're on the YouTube channel, you're listening, I think this is the number one thing. I think that no one, I think you can't just copy someone and make it work in your life, because your children are different ages. Your parents are different ages. The way you wake up in the morning, like I mean, Simone's in Australia. I'm in America. Like, we have people in the UK. We have people in Canada. Like, everybody's living kind of like a different life. So all you can do is take what other people are doing and model those things and twist it in a way that works for you, right? I one time heard someone say, you know, I always work from, I think they worked from like 8 to 3. Well, the reason that they work those hours, because their kids went to school from 7 and came home at like 3:30. And I was like, once you hear the reasoning behind why they did that, then you're like, oh, I see. You know, for a long time, I worked 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., would drive a kid to school because her academy was way far away because she's on the spectrum. And so it took me an hour to drive two times a day. It took me 2 hours to drive. And then I worked again from 9 to 2. And then I drove and then I'd come home, do family stuff. And then I'd work again from 8 to 9. Like, so I could put in another hour. That is not a schedule I recommend to anyone. You should not have that schedule. It's cuckoo. It's crazy. But like, that's what I had to do in order to make my life work. And you need to do whatever makes your life work.
Oh my God, it is so true. I remember, are we going too long? Sorry, I could just
No,
talk.
keep going. We're just gonna keep talking.
Okay. I remember when I first started, like you were like, okay, I did like a 7 hour day. This is how I did it, or a 5 hour day, like when the kids were at school and like what you just described. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do the same amount of hours. And I don't know if you remember this, but I remember emailing you going, oh my God, like I can't sit for that length of time. I want to work, but I just couldn't. Like, I would get from like the kids would get dropped off. I'd start at 9 by 12 o'clock. And this is when I was learning Illustrator and doing all the things, but I'm like, how the hell are people sitting for that length of time? Yeah. It was like such a barrier for me. And then I'd have to go have a 2 hour lay down and then go back up, pick up the kids and still be exhausted. But I just wasn't conditioned. And then I went into Marco Polo and I'm like, I was so into my ergonomics. I don't know if you remember, but I was so like, how are people doing it? Like, how are you sitting? And then people would come on and say, I have thoracic outlet syndrome. So I have this type of mouse. And like the desk I'm on now, it stands. And so, and then I was like, okay, I was standing and then my legs were getting sore. And one of the girls came on and said, well, you can get these mats for the floor. And, you know, like all of these things, like there was everyone kind of joins Design Suite at a different kind of set point, like at a different point where their skills are, where their conditioning are, how fit they are, how old or young or their mindset. So yeah, we've all got the things that, yeah, you can't just kind of like copy someone's life.
Yeah.
It's funny.
And that's the information it's too hard to put. I don't want to say too hard to put in a course, but you don't put in a course. It's like the stuff that you chat with your network to be kind of like,
Yeah.
what mat do you use? And what keyboard thing are you using? And are you standing? And you know, it's so funny because I'm curious now. Do you feel like you can go 5 hours
Oh
now?
yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
2 years, you guys. It only took her 2 years to get there. Okay. But here's the deal. Everything feels hard at the beginning, as it
It
should,
does.
because you've
Oh my
never
God.
done it before. It feels hard.
It was hard, hard. Like it was hard. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. It was hard. But having said that, it's just like it's the kind of hard where you wanna like if you want to climb Everest, right? That's hard. But if you train and train and train and you do all these hard things, like you go to Kosciuszko or wherever, like you, they're all enjoyable because you get to that next level, and the hardness kind of like, well, I did it, and I'm getting closer, and I'm getting closer. Like I'm nowhere near where I want to be, but yeah, the hard wouldn't put me off, and I've still got a lot of like climbing to do because. That's just the fun of it, isn't it? That's just like, yeah. And now my conditioning is more like I've sort of set the goal that I'm going to come in with you and do the higher level when my business will produce enough money to be able to pay for it.
Which is
Because like,
awesome. And Simone, there are several like Simone, like where they'll come in for a year or 2 years, because really the program's 1 year, right? But we have lots of people who kind of stay in for like an extra 6 months because they just want to keep going, which we do on a monthly basis. But then we created these upper programs for people like Simone, like where it was like, okay, now what's the next step? And there are all these other next steps. And now that we have the Elite and Stars program, it's been just fascinating to watch what these women are doing, because they're like, do I need to stay on the, you know, we have something called Art to Cart Challenge. Do I need to stay on this challenge? I'm like, nope, it doesn't apply to you anymore. Like, it's like we're trying to get you to a place where you know how to do what needs to be done. And so now when you get to those upper levels, it's like Brenna, who's an elite,
oh
was
yeah.
like, I'm not going to do a number per month. I have a number for the year, and my goal is to make really high quality things. And I was like, that makes sense for where you are. And I think people don't realize that. They think that like it's just like it's like elementary school, then middle school, then high school, then college. It's like there are stepping stones to get you where you need to go as a business owner.
Yeah. And the thing that I've discovered is that there are different phases, and there is just some time that has to pass with every phase. Like I remember I started and I was had the attitude that I'm going to be the quickest to, like at that point I was doing fabric surface pattern design. I'm going to be the quickest person to do this course. I'm going to do it the best. And but the reality is that you've just got to, there's time. And now I'm kind of at the point where I'm like, okay, I can see the next thing is the business like side of things, and for me personally is to get fitter so that I can have more capacity, and I'm reading like a lot more books that are opening my mind to business and that kind of next level rather than just kind of like the design stuff and the businesses on the side, because that's been the other benefit of of you still doing all the things and doing the work and being part of these like high level business programs is that you kind of bring that information in as well. And so, yeah, it's like another kind of stretch thing for me where I'm ready for that. Well, I will be, like I'm on the road to get there.
I love it. Let's go back to the thing you just said, because I remember this. When you first started my program, you were determined to be a fabric designer. You were like, I am going to be a fabric designer. And the crazy thing is we watched the journey over the 2 years. And I mean, you started making money not as a fabric designer. And we kind of went far away from that route. Talk to people who have preconceived notions of what they really want to do. What would you tell them?
I would tell them, well, like, just be open to what, like the path that opens to you, because if you keep like trying to go down the one road where you thought that was the only road, you just bump up against so much resistance. Whereas if other opportunities come, like it's just easier. And I've made the money. Like I made the money within the first, so in the sec my second year, basically, like I made enough. I'll never forget the day that it's making me feel emotional, when I was like, I can pay for the kids school tuition, which isn't cheap, like it's thousands of dollars a term, and I'm like, oh my god, I can pay for that. And that was in my second year, do you know what I mean? Like that was a really big moment for me, because I went all in with this. So I left medical imaging, and we used my savings for our savings or some of our savings to do this course. And yeah, to be at that point in that second year is crazy. But if I had have stuck on the I'm being a service pattern designer, I'm doing fabric, which I still want to do. Like, it's like, I need a few lifetimes to get all this out of me, but it will come. And I know how it's going to come, but it's just like, this is the path to where I'm going now. And I think, you know, like it was pretty clear to me early on, like COVID hit. I, like at that point I was doing Spoonflower. This is before I kind of knew about Raspberry Creek. And you had to, at that point, it's changed now. You don't have to get the swatches anymore. But before you could upload, you'd have to get the swatches. And I remember it was still because of COVID, like with all the shipping was all backed up to come to Australia and the postage. It would take 3 months for me to get my.
And 3 months is not a good timetable for making money. It just
my
is,
God,
guys.
Before I can even not. Upload it.
Yeah.
And it frustrated me. Yeah.
So for my internationals, for sure. But we were seeing that in the United States as well.
Yeah.
Like not 3 months. That was insane. But even to me, 2 weeks, when you should be outputting faster than that so that you're making money, that I'm so pleased with how much money you're making. And the thing that's like, she's saying, you guys, we hear over and over again, it's year two. You know, I hear all the time after the first year, well, like I haven't made my money back. And I'm like, yeah, you're not going to until year two, sometimes year three, depending on how hard you push it. And I always say, like, if you're a freshman in university, do you expect to make your entire school tuition back in year one as a freshman in university? The fact that you make any money at all in year one, which most everybody does at this point, everyone makes money the first year, is kind of amazing. And the fact that you can make it back in year two is incredible. And I also, you know, sometimes people will be like, your program's really expensive. And I'm like, you get what you pay for. Do you feel like you get what you pay for?
Yeah, it's funny. I was thinking about coming in to talk to you today, and I'm like, okay, what are the things that make it really good value? And there's just so many. And it's all of the things we've kind of talked about and the support. And it's really easy to go, yeah, it's the community, or yeah, it's like the information. But my God, it is the community and the information. Like I remember I was doing the freelance job and I needed it to be print ready by the Monday, and it was Saturday, and I'd spent all Saturday trying to figure out something I just didn't know. I'd never done it before. And I went on to Marco Polo, and I was just desperate because I knew I had hours of work ahead of me to, once I knew how to do what I needed to do. And this is before Asia is now one of your
coaches. She's
coaches,
a coach
that's
now.
What I'm trying to say. Yeah. Coach. But she was just like a part of the community back then. And I'll never forget that she came on and she did a video for me, and she's like, this is how you do it, Simone. And like the gratitude and the relief and the like the support of like, this is something I didn't know how to do. I couldn't have figured this out myself. It wasn't hard, but that is what it's about. Like that's the kind of level of support I'm talking about when I say like Design Suite has those supports, in that I wouldn't have A, I wouldn't have done the job because I wouldn't have done the freelance so early because I wouldn't have the confidence. B, I wouldn't have had access to the people that needed the work. I wouldn't have had that in. And then lastly, I wouldn't have had, like, knowing that you would critique the stuff that I was sending them, or that someone like Asia would come on and just, like, openly share and help me on her weekend. Like, yeah, seriously, if Asia, if you're watching this, she knows this, but I'm like, I would like, I like, if her kids wanted to travel to Australia to, like, stay at my house, like, I was so grateful. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like that level of, like, I needed help and she was there for me, and I, like, yeah, and it just goes on and on. There are so many points of that. And I think the other thing with Design Suite that it's easy not to see when you want to sign up is, like, it's the leveraging. Like, it's the how fast you can do it. Like you have taken the things that you've done and made us not have to go through all that, you know. And it's the pivoting, and you help with that, and your team, like Shara, like, you know, but nothing for your coaches is too hard. Like, I caught up with her when I was leaving Design Suite, and she was like, yeah, like, I can do it a few days after Christmas. Like, who does that? Like, it's like that real kind of, yeah, it's the leveraging to get faster to where you want to be. And that was important to me because when I left medical imaging, I could have made a lot of money. I was making a lot of money per hour, and it was big for me to give that up. And I didn't want to muck around. I'm like, if I'm going to do this, like, I really do want to earn the money. And yeah, I feel like the course is like a massive lever into that to do it
Yeah.
faster.
I think I need to also emphasize, because we get people in Design Suite who don't do the level of work that you did, Simone. So, like, I will say this, and I've said this in every boot camp that I feel like every, like, at least all the lives, is that we will meet you with whatever effort you come in for. So it's like, if you're like, I am here, I'm going to do the work. I'm going to go in and watch all the courses. I'm going to show up to my meetings. I'm going to turn in my stuff. There is no way. I remember I heard Tiffany say, like, if you're not learning something, then you're just not coming, because it is impossible not to learn from not just me, but the coaches, the team, and then from your community, because as a group, we have collective knowledge.
Yeah. And I've got to be really careful when I'm talking, because, like, there was no perfection in me. Like, it was messy. It was crazy. Like, there's just not. And it wasn't a straight line. Like, I didn't do, I mean, I've worked hard, but it has been messy. There's no doubt about that.
I
But
don't think your journey was any different than anybody else's, though. Like, it does feel like it was
yeah.
messy. You had some family things right in the middle. I remember when I sent you some
Yeah.
flowers, because things were, like,
I
just
know,
not
thank you.
good. Like, seriously, you guys, Design Suite, it's not because it's just because we're, like, it's a friendship group at some point, like,
Yes.
that where we're just kind of all like, these are the things. Like, I remember when someone's mom passed away, I was just like, I was heartbroken. Because it's rough. It's really rough. And you have young kids still. So I knew your days were going to be crazy and weird. And you were coming in the middle of the night to meetings. I mean, it was so crazy and nuts. And I am sad I don't have the level of hands-on that I used to have. But thank goodness for Marco Polo. Because, like, if I didn't have that piece, I personally like it because I like seeing people's faces. I like to hear them talk, and I like to understand what's really going on. And I don't know how many times that feed had nothing to do with design. We have multiple feeds now. We have, like, groups, like, where, so you're in a smaller group because it started getting out of control, just like, you know, the size of the program. But I hopped into all three feeds yesterday. I was, like, just on there, and I just love it because it's, every group has their own dynamic, you know? So I remember the group that we were on, we're talking about snakes. There was, like, a week of snakes, I believe. There was, like, a week of, like, everyone killing snakes or having snakes.
It's so true. It's so true. And I think that's a really good thing, is, like, you are invested in us and you are interested, and you do take on a level of, like, you want us to succeed. And that's really, it's not just like, It's not just there for show to like kind of get us in. It's like you did send me flowers. I was having a terrible time, and you're like, hope you're okay, just do what you can do. And that meant everything to me because it was difficult. And yeah, I really appreciate God. I came on going, okay, don't cry on this, man. I don't want to be your first podcaster to cry because yeah, it's big. And I think for me, like, oh God, I've got to be so careful. Like, I won't die wondering. Like, that's been the really big thing for me. Like, I won't get to the end of my days and go, could I have done this? Could I, like, as I wanted it so bad. And it's so good now that I'm here and I'm loving the life and I'm loving how it's a challenge, but it's fantastic. And just like all the things it's opened up to me. But yeah, that's a real gift, Karina. Like, I wouldn't have done it if you didn't do the course, because and I've called you this before, you are a trailblazer in that, like, you've shown that it can be done, and that's how this is the road that you took, and that gives you the hope and the possibility that yeah, I can do that too. And then you openly share and how you do it and support us and do all the mindset and self-belief stuff. So yeah, oh gosh, I got through that without crying. Thank
Oh,
you.
you did good. Very nicely done, Simone. Well, and here's the thing, and I think Simone did this. We're seeing it with all the elite members, the stars members. We're seeing it with lots of masterminds who graduated. Is even if I've trailblazed it, you guys have proved that the system works. That even though each of you have a different method, and man, have we seen them all? We've seen people who end up working in-house as designers. We've seen people who have really built up massive digital shops. We've seen people who end up with, I mean, Robin with custom Ross, like when she
No,
started down
the
that wall of
wallpaper.
custom, I was like, oh my gosh, and making so much money doing it. I was just like, and follow that, like just go follow that,
Yeah.
right? And then you in freelance, and we've seen several other people like get into freelance, and we don't teach freelance. I mean, teach it, like here's the way to do it. I mean, we do in a course, but it's really at the end of the day, it's just about, if you start thinking business, the business will come to you. So it's like that mix of great design work and thinking business, thinking this, I'm going to make money doing this. And it seems like you just figure out a way to make the business come to you. I mean, we have our methods, we show you how to do it. Absolutely, 100%, you're going to make money. But then you just don't know what the opportunity is because you haven't been down this road yet.
Yeah, and Robin's, I love seeing other people's trajectories. Robin's was fun to watch. Like, I was watching the first videos of her doing her thing, and then when she did the wallpaper, and she's so good at it, and she was so like, I loved seeing her. I like seeing all of them because it's nice, and it's and that's the thing. Like, everyone's very like, everyone's championing everyone. There's no mindset of like, there's not enough. Like, everyone's like, yeah, that's awesome. So when people succeed, it's fun to see people, yeah, succeeding.
It is so, it's the number one reason I do the thing at this point, because I will, you know, we've talked about this. I've talked about this with Design Suite. One of the hardest things about running this program, I think there are people who are truly meant to be instructors and teachers, and like that's the main thing they're good at. But part of the reason this program is as good as it is because I'm a working designer, and it stresses me out when I don't have my design work done. And I haven't been able to get in and do all the design work I wanted to do in the last year as I've built the program, as we've pivoted, as we've grown quite large. And it's been such a blessing. And the thing that keeps me going is literally hearing everybody's success, like seeing everybody win. And as they're winning, I'm like, it was fine. It was fine that I didn't come out with a fabric line this year. Like, it was totally fine. I'm okay with it, you know, because, and it is an interesting thing because I do think part of the reason that the program succeeds is because I'm in it with you guys. Like, you guys, like, I'll tell you, like, I'll be like, hey guys, like, I'm just gonna show you this. Recently I was like, this is the thing that's selling the best on Etsy right now for me. Like, this is the thing, or this is the thing in the silhouette shop that is like just still killing it, right? And so, and sometimes I portray just like, I'm just like, hey guys, sales are up. Hey, sales are down. Like, that's the kind of information you're never going to get anywhere else because no one's going to share that.
I know. And I think there was part of me that, like, I can see it now. Like, I don't know what your course is, what your bigger dreams are, but like, it's almost like you're not going to do this forever. Like there's like, I feel happy that there's been this window that I was at the point where I was ready for it. And I'm like, okay, I've got her. I've got what I need and I can do the higher levels. But I do sense that might not be always the case because you do love the design work so much and you just can't get to it. And you've got all these other things. So I'm just really pleased that
I'm so pleased you came too.
I got.
I'm not going to say what the trajectory is, but I will say that the plan is just to be a designer forever and ever and ever. And so there is, I will say, a time limit on me doing this. And I don't know what that looks. I mean, I have some ideas about what that looks like. I'm going to pour into everyone who comes to me for as long as I can until that time limit is done with. So if you're hearing this and you're like, I'm going to do it 5 years from now, I'm just going to say, I don't know what the timeline looks like. So
I
come
know.
and do it when you know it exists and while we've got something really special and cool going. So
I feel really
lifetime
lucky.
courses will probably be up for a very, very long time. But in terms of really me teaching, yeah, I got some big dreams of my own. And I'm just going to say this. You guys are going to see some cool things over the next couple of years, not just from me, but from Design Suite. We've got cool ideas about where we're headed. The cool thing about designs is that we can go a lot of different ways with making money. And that's the key, right?
No, it's
So
been
fun.
great.
Simone, thank you for coming on. This has been such a fun conversation. I hope you guys enjoyed it and can really see. I think we do a lot of interviews with people who are 3 months into the program, 5 months into the program, maybe just barely at the 9 month or the year mark. But 2 years out, I think is really a really interesting place because a lot of people at 2 years, they're like, oh, I see it now. But you couldn't see it 2 years ago, right?
And like I said before, like I didn't even recognize myself. Like it's funny. It's a weird thing that I was on the other side of this. Like it wasn't that long ago, and now I'm so different and so down the track. So yeah, it's a really nice thing to be 2 years in. I can't wait to be three and four and five. That's
Oh my
great.
gosh. It'll just feel like old hat to you at that point, I will tell you. I mean, it really does. What I like the most, probably as we wrap up here, one of the things I think I like the very most is that everybody makes more money than I did in the first 2 years. It feels like I, because I share some of like what I did, and I'm just like, and everyone starts seems like it seems by 6 months, everyone's made way more money than I did in year one, which is like, yes, like that's the way I like it. That's the way we do it. Simone, do you want to share at all any place anyone can find you or connect with you?
Now that I'm pivoting into my own kind of business rather than freelance, I'm trying to. So my shop on Etsy is called SB Party Printables. Or you can just find me on Instagram. So it's my name, Simone Bowles. There's an underscore in front, Simone Bowles underscore, and then the links are there. So yeah, if you just look up my name on Etsy, sorry, on Insta, you'll find
Instagram.
me.
Yeah, and I will make sure to add this to the show notes. If you want to go check out Simone and what she's up to, I think that would be incredible for you to go follow her and see her design journey as it unfolds because we never know what's going to happen 10 years from now, because I promise you'll still be designing. That's why we get into this, right? We're still designers. You have no idea like where you're going to be at. If someone had told me 16 years ago that this is where I was going to be, I wouldn't have believed them. So I think you let your journey unfold and let it do it organically so that it's making money for you, you're enjoying your life, it's feeling fulfilling, and you feel like, you love your life, which is the number one thing we want everyone to feel. Anyway, so good to have you. You guys, I hope
Thank
you have a great time and you enjoyed this interview, and we will see you soon. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.